This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with the top leadership of Algeria and capital Algiers today. She will also address the Algeria India Economic Forum on the second day of her visit to the African nation. Earlier in the day, President Murmu laid a wreath at the Maqam Ijahid, the martyrs memorial, built in the memory of fighters of the Algerian War of Independence. She will also visit the National Museum of Mujahid that preserves the memories of Algeria's struggle against French colonialism. The President is on a week-long three-nation tour to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. India has strongly rejected claims that the Indian High Commissioner in Canada and other diplomats are persons of interest in a matter related to an investigation in that country. In response to diplomatic communication from Canada regarding the matter, the External Affairs Ministry termed these as preposterous imputations and ascribed them to the political agenda of the Trudeau government that is centred around vote bank politics. It pointed out that since Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made certain allegations in September last year, the Canadian government has not shared a shred of evidence with India, despite many requests. It stated that the Trudeau government has consciously provided space to violent extremists and terrorists to harass, threaten and intimidate Indian diplomats and community leaders in Canada. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today inaugurated the e-migrate V2.0 web portal and mobile app in Delhi. The e-migrate portal has 2.81 lakh registered foreign employers. It promotes safe and legal mobility channels for Indian migrants. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that 400 pumps of ethanol biofuel are being established across the country. He was speaking at the Bioenergy Summit 2024 organized by the Confederation of Indian Industry in New Delhi today. The minister highlighted that the government intends to launch flex engine vehicles by three different automobile brands. He asserted that biofuel is economically viable in the country. The Delhi government today imposed a blanket ban on manufacturing, storage and selling of all kinds of firecrackers in view of rising pollution in the national capital. The ban will be in effect till the 1st of January next year. The Delhi Pollution Control Committee has issued an order in this regard, which also includes a ban on delivery through online marketing platforms and bursting of all kinds of firecrackers. US-based economists Darren Acemoglu, Simon Johnson and James Robinson have won this year's Nobel Prize in Economics for their research into differences in prosperity between nations. The award was announced in Stockholm today. The Nobel Committee of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said the three awardees have demonstrated the importance of societal institutions for a country's prosperity. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh during the next 3 days. Talking to media, senior IMD scientist Shoma Sen Roy said rainfall activity is expected in South Peninsula India due to the onset of northeast monsoon over the region. In view of the alert for heavy rainfall in four districts of Tamil Nadu, Chief Minister M.K. Stalin today reviewed the preparedness in the state. The review meeting was attended by Deputy Chief Minister, Chief Secretary, other top officials and district collectors. A holiday has been declared in educational institutions in Chennai, Kanchipuram, Tiruvallur and Chengalpattu for tomorrow. People living in low-lying areas have been asked to move to safer places. In Kerala, orange alert for heavy rainfall has been issued in Idukki, Malappuram, Kozhikode and Wayanad districts. Isolated heavy rain is likely in four other districts. The International Shooting Sport Federation, ISSF, President Luciano Rossi confirmed that India will host the Junior World Cup in 2025. Mr. Rossi was addressing a press conference ahead of the ISSF World Cup in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Rossi hailed India's increasing contribution to the development and growing popularity of shooting around the world. And with that, we end this news bulletin.